You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station. And you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle. We're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're inside a vinegar bottle. Keep all the Story Train windows rolled up, friends. The smell of vinegar is quite overwhelming, and I'm sure that none of us wants to fall asleep feeling as though we've just rolled around in a salad. Yuck! But of course, we are here for a reason. You see, we're about to meet a very interesting couple who learn a very interesting lesson. Today's story is about learning to appreciate what you have. It's called Mr. Vinegar. Mr. and Mrs. Vinegar lived in a vinegar bottle. Now one day, when Mr. Vinegar came home all frustrated from just having had a spat with their next-door neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Hot Sauce, he let his emotions get the best of him and slammed the front door behind him.
Mr. Vinegar, I told you not to have words with those naughty hot sauces next door. You always come back all fired up, and now look what you've done.
Mr. Vinegar had slammed the door behind him in such anger that it had brought their whole glass vinegar bottle house clitter-clatter, clitter-clatter, shattering all around them. In an agony of grief, Mr. and Mrs. Vinegar clung to one another, bemoaning their ill fortune and wondering what they would do now that they'd lost their home.
"Oh, Mr. Vinegar, Mr. Vinegar, we are ruined," cried Mrs. Vinegar. "Our darling home is shattered. Everything is all to pieces."
Mr. Vinegar then said, "My dear, there is no doubt that this is quite a disaster. But let us see what can be done. Here is the door to our home. I will carry it on my back, and we will go forth together with it to seek our fortune. Who knows what opportunities may come our way?" Mrs. Vinegar was not very excited about the plan, as she didn't very much like long-distance walks. But as their home was destroyed, and she did not have a better idea, on they went. They walked all that day, and at nightfall entered a thick forest. They were both very, very tired, and Mr. Vinegar said, "My love, I will climb up into a tree, drag up the door, and you shall follow." He did so, and they both stretched their weary limbs on the door and fell fast asleep. In the middle of the night, Mr. Vinegar was disturbed by the sound of voices underneath their tree, and to his horror and dismay found that it was a band of thieves gathering in the forest to split up their loot from their day of crime.
"Here, Jack," said one, "here's 5 coins for you. Here, Bill, here's 10 for you. Here, Bob, 3 for you."
Mr. Vinegar could listen no longer. His terror was so great that he trembled and trembled, and all of his trembling shook down the door right onto the thieves' heads. Startled, the thieves scampered away, but Mr. Vinegar was too frightened to come down from the tree until daylight. In any event, Mrs. Vinegar was quite a sound sleeper, and he wouldn't have wanted to wake her on her branch. But just as soon as the sun was up, Mr. Vinegar scrambled down out of the tree and went to lift up the door. What did he see but a number of golden coins? "Come down, Mrs. Vinegar," he cried. "Come down, I say. Our fortune's made. Our fortune's made. Come down, I say." Mrs. Vinegar got down as fast as she could, and when she saw the money, she jumped for joy. "Now, my dear," said she, "I'll tell you what you should do. There's a fair at the neighboring town. You shall take these coins and buy a cow. I can make butter and cheese, which you can sell at the market, and we shall be able to repair our home with the money and live very comfortably. I will make haste back to our home and clear up all the shattered glass we left behind, so that when you arrive, we're ready to rebuild without wasting another moment." Mr. Vinegar joyfully agreed, took the money, and off he went to the fair. When he arrived, he walked up and down, and at length saw a beautiful red cow. It was an excellent milker, and perfect in every way. "Oh," thought Mr. Vinegar, "if I had that cow, I would be the happiest man alive." So he offered the coins for the cow, and the bargain was made, and Mr. Vinegar was so pleased that he rode the cow all about, showing it off to everyone. By and by, he saw a man playing the bagpipes. "Tweedledee, tweedledee, tweedledum, tweedledum." The children followed the bagpipe player about, and he appeared to be pocketing money on all sides. "Well," thought Mr. Vinegar, "if I had that beautiful instrument, I would be the happiest man alive. And Mrs. Vinegar and I would earn even more money with the bagpipes than we would with the cow." So he went up to the man. "Friend," said Mr. Vinegar, "what a beautiful instrument that is, and what a lot of money you must make."
"Why, yes," said the man with the bagpipes. "I make a great deal of money, to be sure, and it's a wonderful instrument."
"Oh," cried Mr. Vinegar, "how I would like to possess it."
"Well," said the man, "I don't much mind parting with it. You can have it if you give me your red cow." "Done," said the delighted Mr. Vinegar. So the beautiful red cow was exchanged for the bagpipes. Mr. Vinegar walked up and down with his new purchase. But try as he might, he could not figure out how to play a tune. Instead of making money, children followed behind the struggling Mr. Vinegar, hooting, laughing, and pelting him with stones. Poor Mr. Vinegar. His fingers grew very cold, and just as he was leaving the town clutching the bagpipes, which had proven quite useless without the skill needed to play them, he met a man with a fine thick pair of gloves. "Oh, my fingers are so very cold," said Mr. Vinegar to himself. "Now if I had those beautiful gloves, I would be the happiest man alive." So he went up to the man and said to him, "Friend, you seem to have a wonderful pair of gloves there." Yes, truly, cried the man, and my hands are as warm as possible this cold November day. Ha ha!
Well, said Mr. Vinegar, I would like to have them.
What will you give me for them? Asked the man. I wouldn't mind letting you have them for those bagpipes.
Done, cried Mr. Vinegar. He put on the gloves and felt perfectly happy as he trudged homewards. At last he grew very tired, when he saw a man coming toward him with a good stout stick in his hand. Oh, said Mr. Vinegar, I wish I had that walking stick to help me on my journey. I would then be the happiest man alive. So he said to the man, Friend, what a rare good stick you've got. Yes, said the man, I have used it for many a long mile, and a great help it has been. But if you would like it, I don't mind giving it to you for that fantastic pair of gloves. Mr. Vinegar's hands were so warm now, and his legs so tired, that he gladly made the exchange. As he walked through the woods to return to his wife back at home, he heard a parrot on a tree calling out his name.
Mr. Vinegar, you foolish man, you blockhead! You went to the fair and laid out all your money to buy a cow! Not content with that, you changed it for bagpipes which you couldn't play, and which were not worth 1/10 of the money. You fool, you! You no sooner got the bagpipes than you changed them for the gloves, which were not worth 1/4 of the money. And when you had the gloves, you changed them for a poor, miserable stick, and now for your coins, cow, bagpipes, gloves, you got nothing to show but that poor, miserable stick, which you might have picked up in any hedge. Ha ha, ha ha!
On this the bird laughed and laughed, and Mr. Vinegar lost his temper and threw the stick at the cackling bird. The stick missed the bird and got lodged in the tree, and so Mr. Vinegar returned to his wife without money, cow, bagpipes, gloves, or stick. Mrs. Vinegar was more furious with Mr. Vinegar than their hot sauce neighbors had ever been, but she was also resilient and found an emptied coffee tin to convert into a home for herself and her foolish husband. It certainly wasn't as posh as their vinegar jar had been, but at least they had a lid over their heads. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time!
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.